Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, we're thrilled you're with us today, and we can't be more excited about what God is doing here at Sugar Hill Church. If you haven't been here in a while, if you've been disconnected, I want to invite you to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11 for our English service, or 11 a.m. for our Spanish-speaking service. We would absolutely love to see you. And hey, if there's anything we can be praying for you about, shoot us a quick email, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we would be honored to be able to pray with you. Well, today on the podcast, we've been talking a lot about the idea of better homes, better relationships, better lives in general. And here's what I want to just sort of start out with. It starts with us. It starts with us making a choice to say, I want to live life intentionally. I want to live life leaning in, leaning forward, saying, I don't want it just to happen to me. I want to take ownership of my life. I want to make life-changing decisions that lead to different destinations. That's the idea of this whole deal, is we can take ownership. But part of taking ownership is to realize that every day is not going to be awesome. In fact, the truth is we're going to go through storms. Chances are you're either in a storm, you just came out of a storm, or you're on your way into a storm. Storms are going to happen. I mean, literally, if they happen to Peter, I think they're going to happen to us. Here's what it says in Matthew 14, verse 30. But when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried out. Here's what he said, Lord, save me. When you're going through a storm, I want to remind you that God's not far off. He's not distant. He's not uninvolved. He hasn't checked out. He is the great I am, and he's working in your life for your good. And so here's what I want to encourage you to go through storms in a better way. Don't just sit back. Don't check out. Don't complain. Here are some ideas of what you can do in the storm. And the first one is simply this: have courage. You have got to have courage. And one of the greatest reasons why you and I can have courage in the storm is because Jesus is with us. Man, sometimes when we've got fear in the middle of the storm, we want to argue with it. We want to try to rationalize it. Instead of arguing with it, just set it to the side. Tell it to go talk to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is with you. So have courage. The second thing I would say is take a risk. Take a risk. Step out in faith. Oftentimes we ask God, God, would you bless what I'm doing? God, here's what's going on in my life. God, would you bless it? But instead, shift your focus and say, I want to do what God is already blessing. Ask him, God, what do you want me to do? And then be willing to get out of the boat and take that risk in faith. Here's the third thing I would say, stay focused on Jesus. The moment you take your eyes off the Lord, that's when you're going to go under. Matthew 14, verse 30 says, but when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and he began to sink and he cried out, Lord, save me. When you focus on the wind and when you focus on the waves, when you focus on your circumstances, that's hands down when you're going to sink, just like Peter. If you look at the world, you're going to get stressed out. If you look within, you're going to get depressed. If you look at Jesus, that's when you find rest and that's when you find strength. So focus on Jesus. Here's another tip for the middle of the storm. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. You don't need great faith to make it through the storm in your life. You just need faith in the right person. Here's another tip. Praise God in the middle of the storm. Even in the storm, when you feel like you're sinking, even when you're scared to death, praise him all the time. As Casting Crowns recorded years ago now, I will praise you in the storm. God is there in the middle of that storm. And so let me ask you, what storm is scaring you right now? What storm is sinking you right now? Why do you think God is allowing you to go through that storm? God's letting you go through the storm for the same reason he sent the disciples into the storm, to say, I'm all you need. I can handle anything. I will come to you in that final hour, and I'll come walking on the very thing that scares you the most. I'm not asking you to come to me. I'm going to come to you. So think about that today. Whatever that storm is, Jesus can literally walk on top of it. He's not far. He's not distant. He's near. Call out to him today.